Okay, thank you, Ricardo, for warming up the stage. Yeah. So, okay, this talk is about Stalwart and whether it's open source software is ready to run something like Gmail. So for those that do not know Stalwart, Stalwart is an email and collaboration server that supports every single JMAP protocol out there, except perhaps a few things like VAPID or VAPID, whatever it's pronounced. But all the core ones, mail and so on, are supported. It also supports legacy protocols such as CARDAV, WebDAV, and DAVDAV. Okay, so so let's see what, based on, of course, we don't know exactly what Gmail is using to run at their scale, but we know a few things from research papers and so on. For example, we kind of know that for span classification, they use a vectorization model called RedVec. They use deep learning and ensemble models. Then we know they use something called Bigtable Spanner for metadata, then Colossus for the blobs, and Search, we don't know exactly how it's called, but we know it works really well. So how can we replicate this with open source? And here let's talk a bit about the traditional email stack before Stalwart. So the problem with traditional IMAP servers such as Dubcot, for example, is that they rely on MailDir. MailDir is great for single server setups, but the problem is that it does not scale. Some large mailbox provider can make it scale, but that leads to silos. For example, there are some solutions that use some like directors where they keep the mailboxes in a compressed in a blob store, and when the user connects, the one server becomes the owner of that mailbox, downloads it, uncompresses, and then all requests go to that node, and that node sends the updates to the S3 store, which sounds very fragile. So then we have the traditional MTA, such as POSIX, that of course you can make them scale, but they have local queues. They're not, so if one certain node crashes, you need to recover your queue somehow. All the messages stuck there. Then we have the traditional spam filters with the rely on base. I'm talking about the machine learning part, not all the rules and so on. So the thing with base, it has a decent